From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Harum Helmi. Researchers say in the next 50 years, Missouri and the rest of the country will see historic amounts of wealth being passed down through inheritance.
It's a remarkable time in American history. There is a substantial intergenerational, from parents and grandparents to the next generation, estate wealth being transferred, record numbers despite all of our economic problems.
That's Don Mackey, co-director of the Center for Rural Entrepreneurship, the organization that's been doing transfer of wealth studies.
We've done dozens of studies across the United States, so we've had a lot of experience with this.
Earlier this year, the center completed its first transfer of wealth study for each of Missouri's 114 counties.
We start at looking at its demographics. So if you will, we look at 50 years of wealth-creating history. We project 50 years into the future. And so you're looking at a 100-year span of time.
With that, Mackey says, the study creates profiles for each county's wealth transfer scenarios. Using 2010 as a base year, the study shows that Boone County, for example, is currently the richest county in central Missouri, with a net worth of about $11.5 billion. Boone's wealth holders are expected to transfer about $3.4 billion to their children. There's a problem, though.
Children are leaving the nest, often going to other states, other large cities, other countries, and they're taking the wealth with them because as the parents pass on, they distribute their inheritance to the children who now live in these other places. And so the wealth basically leaves the communities.
And that's John Baker, the executive director at the Community Foundation of Central Missouri, a philanthropic group based out of Columbia. Baker's goal, he says, is to try and keep some of that transferred wealth in the community. The foundation is asking Missourians to donate 5% of their wealth to invest in their local community foundations.
Oftentimes, charitable giving and these kinds of processes I'm talking about today can result in decisions to re-energize libraries, schools, build family centers, do things with new parks and recreation facilities that bring young families or other persons back to communities to live.
Baker says most people would likely be surprised by how much their county is worth.
Especially how much of that is transferring over the next 10 years or over the next 50 years. And so the goal is to try to get this word out to citizens of these counties, as well as local financial professionals, city governments, county officials.
Mackey, with the Center for Rural Entrepreneurship, says this knowledge of wealth is especially important for Missouri's rural communities.
Rural communities may see themselves as cash poor. They don't have the high net worth households that have the huge stock portfolio or maybe own that large business. But what we typically find in rural areas is there is a lot of wealth associated with land, family-owned businesses. There's significantly greater opportunity than may be perceived.
To find the full results of the Transfer of Wealth study in Missouri and the research methodology, visit KBIA.org. Thank you for listening. I'm Harum Helmi.